Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in Steelers guard Ramon Foster to the Fan Morning Show for another year. Ramon, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Can I just go ahead and address the rocket shop in the background?
Certainly.
I met a guy yesterday at the zoo, and he was like, how are those Mountaineers? And it almost pissed me off, but I was like, you know what? We'll see how the season ends, you know, so... Been that Rocky Top has been played early this morning, and we took an L to a local West Virginia team. We'll be all right.
Okay, yeah, and now you get you know follow that up with East Tennessee State and UTEP, two big powers on the schedule in the next couple weeks, I think.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I had to drift, because who knows that schedule right there? I didn't even know, Colin, and there you go with that those facts. Early this morning.
Yeah, big facts. East Tennessee State. I think that I think they lose to Oak Hill High School. Anyway, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. All right, let's get down to business because everybody's asking these questions. Now, we've heard what you said about Le'Veon Bell. Tell me why, though, and let's flip it this way. Why do you have so much confidence in James Conner right now?
Because James is a guy that's been in camp right now. We've seen what James can do in the sense that, you know, from last year to this year, he's a guy that looks totally different. He's a guy that understands the volume of what this season is about now. You know, I think he realized early on last year when he ran out of bounds early against Baltimore that that's not how we play football here. Now he understands how we play football. You saw his running style in one of his biggest games in Green Bay where he was punishing people, man. So, and, you know, and not to sound bad, but to toot our own horn, but he knows that an O-line like us in front of him is going to make sure that he's successful if given that opportunity. So it's not a slight towards nobody else because we know Le'Veon is one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world. But our thing is if as long as he's not here, what are we supposed to do, twirl our thumbs? No, we're going to go to work, and James is a guy that's ready to go to work.
Given some of the things you saw James do in the preseason, Ramon, and I get it, it's preseason, it's a different level, it's a different tempo, different speed, but you saw him line up in the slot, you see him bust through the line, make guys miss on the second level. Does it feel like it's a seamless transition from Le'Veon to James without Le'Veon available?
They're two different guys, and I won't disrespect Le'Veon in that sense. I think Le'Veon's the best back in the NFL, okay? But if given an opportunity, I think James can do some of the things that he does. And what he can't do, I know Ben will make sure his receivers are able to do the same thing or his tight end. So having Le'Veon on the field, you know, some people got to put a personnel out there that respects him in the run game. But if we motion him out as a pass catcher, you know, it really switches up, you know, the what defenses can scheme for. Le'Veon is an X factor. But we can't dwell on it until he shows up and signs his contract, man. And that's just what we said as a team.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I'll just ask you point blank. Do you know where Le'Veon is right now?
No, I don't. But Marquise made a statement yesterday, said he'll be here Wednesday. And I'll just take that as Pounce is just giving a courtesy call to you know, say, don't embarrass me, don't embarrass us, because as nice as we are with no line, you know, we're very friendly guys, but everybody knows that we can be a-holes at the same time. And that's not to say that's going to affect this play, but Pounce didn't say that for no reason. It's just how I'll just put that. So hopefully he's here on Wednesday.
If he shows up Wednesday, can Le'Veon Bell be in adequate shape to play on Sunday against the Browns?
If we know anything about him, he loves himself in the sense that, you know, he wants to be the best in the world. So if he shows up, that means he's ready to go. Heck, yesterday was my first day back in pads since, you know, I had my injury. So he'll be fine. He'll find a way to wheel it through because, you know, let's not forget, he's a world-class athlete.
How are you feeling, Ramon, being that yesterday was your first day back to work, serious work in pads, getting ready for a game after you went down in the preseason?
It was good. I feel good now. I'm actually headed in right now to work out with Thompson Gill. So my body's responded well. I'm feeling good enough to where I hadn't had a setback with anything that I've done so far. So as far as I know, and Coach T has the last call, but hopefully this weekend is a go.
Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Talking to Ramon Foster, as we do every Tuesday at 8 o'clock here on The Fan Morning Show. We've talked about a sleeker, a skinnier, a more slender Ben Roethlisberger. Did you see that through camp? I know you didn't participate in a lot of camp, but did you see that, and do you expect more from Ben because of the shape he's in?
I do. Ben's look good, but, you know, I don't think his shape is honestly affected his throwing arm and stuff like that. I think that shows more detail into his focus on what he wants this year, you know. And he's also a guy to say, you know, he can still go for about 3 to 5 years. So that's just part of his transformation. And I'll just say it, like, this year is one of those years where we have to make it happen as far as winning the Super Bowl. And I think Ben's the leader in all of that, and he's shown it thus far in camp and everything that he's done so far. You know, he was also just voted captain again, so this is a lot.
Ramon Foster with us here on the Fan Morning Show alongside Colin Dunlap and Jim Colony. I'm Chris Mack. Ramon, what was the reaction, your personal reaction, when you found out that Landry was cut and Josh was going to be kept?
Man, you know, I root for both guys. Both guys are great. You know, Landry brings a different dynamic to a team, man. My locker is right beside his for the last, was it, 6-7 years. He's a guy that's not only, you know, he was our backup quarterback for a few years, but he was also a spiritual leader on our team more than anything. He was the type of guy that if you had an injury, if he saw something going on with you, he'd be like, man, well, let me pray for you. You know, those type of guys, those type of things aren't spoken about enough when you deal with a team and everything else that goes on it. But Lounge was a very important part of our team. But also with what Josh did this past year and how he's grown as a player, I can't be mad one way or the other. This day in market with the quarterback market, this day, I mean, Andrew probably is more valuable on the market than he is as a Pittsburgh backup, to be completely honest. There's some backup quarterbacks that are giving about $7 million a year. So I think Landry will have that type of opportunity.
Tell me why, when you watch practice or you participate in practice, that you see this new structure on defense, and it's pretty much a 3-3-5 stack for the most part, like they play in college a lot. Why that can hurt offenses, having all those athletes on defense?
I think it's catering a little bit more to what the league, the offensive league is. These times is, you know, offenses are opening up the field. They're passing guys. Running backs don't just run the ball no more. Like I said, they catch and they do all kind of other different things. And I think our defense has adjusted to the transition of what the NFL offense is looking like. So I'm all for it. We got some athletes on this team. The young rookie out of Virginia Tech, he looks pretty good too. So I'm excited for it.
After going basically the last season and a half, Ramon, without Stephon Tuitt and Cam Hayward both being available and healthy at the same time, what's that do for you guys defensively up front to have both of them healthy and both of them looking the way they looked in that brief glimpse we got of them in Game 3 of the preseason?
It's phenomenal. Those two guys are both Pro Bowl guys, depending on what the votes say and what type of years they have. If we can keep both of those guys on the field with the assistant of Big Dan or Hargraves up front, that does a lot. And let's not forget, you know, Tyson Alualu, he's a guy that was a former first rounder. You know, he plays like it too. So the health, as we all know, is a huge part of winning and losing in this league. But to have them two at the start, hopefully for the entire year and playoff run, is something that we're hopeful for.
Is there anything structurally or terminology-wise that is different with Randy Feitner, or is it essentially pretty much the same offense? What are the similarities and differences?
It's the detail that Randy has. Randy is a very smart guy. He's already putting in stuff now, specifically for Cleveland in a sense. And like I said, it's more or less his attention to detail. And guys, you know, when you have a guy that you root for, you want to get behind that guy. And that's what we are with Randy right now. Like, we want to see him succeed because he deserves it more than anything. And him succeeding, meaning we're on the right track, too.
Is there a different sense or a different feeling, maybe a different atmosphere in offensive meeting rooms with it being Ben and Randy, knowing the relationship that those two have?
Their relationship is very key in a sense because he's been Ben's quarterback coach for a while now. So when you have just that in general and that guy becomes the offensive coordinator, I think a lot of good things can come out of that because they communicate a whole lot. So it makes no sense for them to not be on the same page with some things.
Are you tired of talking about Le'Veon Bell? Just between me and you. I mean, just honestly. Are you tired of all of this?
I really hadn't talked about him much at all. And to be honest with you, we love the guy. We just want him there. I mean, I'm going into my 10th year. Pounce is in his 9th. Ben is, what is this, 15th for him. We have more offensive tools probably than any other team in the entire league. And our defense has grown in a way that they have been top 5 in a lot of categories throughout the years. My thing is with this whole thing, his situation, I want to win a damn Super Bowl, period. I want the parade. I want the fire trucks out. I want the convertible Corvette on the parade. That's all that I care about. And if he's going to be all in into making that happen, I'm okay with that. Everybody eats after Super Bowl. Heck, I can go out on the market probably next year or something and get a $10 million deal because you won the Super Bowl. Everybody wants a piece of a Super Bowl team, and that's all that I care about. I need him to see that because we realize that we have the team for that.
Do you feel like if he's not available this weekend or for the foreseeable future, Ramon, that it keeps you guys from being able to make that your ultimate goal?
He helps a lot, but when we find a way, we always do. And you guys know that. It might not be pretty with the way we win sometimes. There might be an antic or two that goes on, but what do we all do? We shape up when it's time to play football. When it's serious and go time, we as Pittsburgh Steelers, we go. And I think everybody can agree upon that.
Ramon, thanks for the time as always, man. We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday after a win over Cleveland.
All right, thanks.
All right. Strong, strong stuff from Ramon. I'm sure we'll talk. If I want to win a damn Super Bowl, everybody eats after a Super Bowl. We have the team for that. Le'Veon just needs to see that.
And Marquise Pouncey said what he did yesterday about Le'Veon showing up on Wednesday because they know that Le'Veon will hear that and they hope he responds to it.
And how about, you know, everybody knows Le'Veon's all about himself.
He's a fan of himself.
Yes, and he needs to be here and understand the best way to be a fan of himself is to make money and get yards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.